Okay, can you tell me the name of your organisation?
I can. So we're called Jumpstart and we are part of Off the Record Croydon.
And what activities do you provide in Sutton?
We provide primarily counselling service.
Oh, the thunder.
Yes, it's thundering today, as you can hear. So we're primarily a counselling service. We offer support to young people aged 11 to 25 in Sutton. And there's kind of a couple of ways that young people can access our support. So they can come via professional referrals. That's for 11 to 18 year olds through the partnership called the Sutton Alliance. So we receive referrals from a wide range of sources such as CAMs, GPs, teachers, social workers, key workers, that kind of thing. And young people aged 14 and over are also able to self-refer to Jumpstart for counselling. We also coordinate Open Space, which is a new drop-in service for young people aged 14 plus in Sutton. And it operates every Tuesday from 3.30 till 6.30, so it's the after-school time, and that's at the Skills Centre in central Sutton. It offers young people somewhere kind of safe to talk about things that are concerning them. So there's always going to be trained adults there available to listen to them. And there's also a programme of services available that includes sexual health, contraception services, health advice, school pastors, or young carers support, careers and apprenticeship advice, and also some regular workshops that are going on down there as well. There's also access to computers, tea, coffee, that kind of thing. So young people can just show up if they need to. And the last thing that we're offering at the moment is support to parents and carers of young people in Sutton who are struggling with self-harm. And what we offer is kind of workshops that help them to understand a little bit more about what self-harm is, and some of the reasons why young people might choose to self-harm and how they can support them. And that's obviously completely separate and confidential from the work that we do with young people.
And how long has your organisation delivered services in Sutton?
Okay, so we have been in Sutton since early 2013, so almost 3.5 years. But as I said, we're part of Off the Record in Croydon, and they've been delivering support to young people in Croydon for more than 21 years now.
And what do you think is unique about your project?
We are the only service in the borough who offer counselling services support to young people with mild to moderate mental health needs. Obviously there are CAM services and there are certain services available within schools, but we very much came into the borough in order to fill a gap within provision. I think there used to be a service called Open Door in the past, but obviously since they closed there wasn't anything like that in the borough. We're certainly unique in that sense. I think this isn't necessarily something that makes us unique, because there are other services doing this, but we're very young person focused. So, we tailor our service to fit the needs of the young people. So all of our counselling sessions are after school times, for example, so that young people don't need to take time off school. They can come at a time that suits them. We're also in a community venue, so it's easily accessed. I think the kind of services we offer and also our ethos really is potentially a little bit unique.
And you've got an online service?
Yeah, we have got an online service as well. So Off the Record deliver a number of services that spread across Croydon and Sutton. So the Skyline support services there's two versions of that. There's Skycast, which are the kind of informal workshops that are based online. And they're designed to provide practical help and information about key issues that young people might be struggling with. So, for example, stress, depression, anger, bullying, that kind of thing. And we also have the Skyline online counselling service. So perhaps if a young person decides they don't want to come face-to-face and they feel that they'll be more able to access support on the internet, then they are able to do that.
And what difference does your project make to your service users?
Like I said, I think people appreciate our service because of the fact that we are quite young person focused. Like, a lot of the feedback that we get from young people says that they appreciate the fact that we were a service that was there for them as young people. I think sometimes, particularly younger young people, don't often have that opportunity. They sort of say things like that they feel really listened to, they appreciate the flexibility that we have in terms of offering support. They feel safe coming here and they feel understood. So hopefully, I think the difference we make is it's a space for them to feel really like they can be themselves and they can come and address whatever need they have. We make it very clear to them when they come that it's a service for them. So even though, for example, the younger young people, we might need to inform parents that they are accessing services here. but we make it very clear that actually this is a confidential service for them. They can talk about what they want to hear. So hopefully we help them feel listened to and understood. Yeah.
And as this Small Charities Week this week, what's one key message that you would like to give to other small charities in Sutton?
I think a key message really would be to remember the good work that we're all doing, and to remember the importance of not only keeping going with that work, and even when times are tough, you know, funding is an issue, but also to remember to link in with each other, because I think we're all doing such great work. Sometimes we can keep our heads very focused and down, and it's really good to kind of, you know, talk to each other, find out what we're doing, learn about best practice from each other, you know, obviously through Sutton CBS as well, to kind of keep in touch with each other. So I think it's about just kind of remembering the good work we do, keeping the links there, and, you know, keep it going, really.
Yeah.
Like the thunder.
I think it, I agree.